unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, it looks like Joe Biden or whoever the Democrat nominee for president will be will appear on the ballot in November. Was there ever any serious question? Nah. Most of you know what's going on here. According to Ohio election law, the nominees from the major parties, in order to be placed on the November ballot, have to be certified by their party, by their convention, by such and such a date. State law, okay? And a state law that's been around for a long time. Well, the problem is the Democrat National Committee is really late this year, and it's after the deadline in Ohio law. So unless something changes, there will be no Democrat presidential nominee on the November ballot. Now, nobody really believed that nothing would be done and the Democrat, whoever it is, would be kept off the ballot. And by the way, my own personal thoughts, why are the Democrats having their convention so late? To give them more time to replace Joe Biden. Now, again, I could be wrong, but I have said for months, Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee. If I'm wrong, I will readily admit it. But I still think something is going to happen. Anyway, the president of the Senate, Matt Huffman, who is a Republican, was asked about this a couple of weeks ago, and he very nonchalantly said, I don't know, that's a Democrat problem. Well, everybody knew that the Republicans are not going to stand in the way of the Democrat nominee from appearing on the November ballot. Now, what is going to be done? We don't know yet. I would imagine, now this is just conjecture on my part, that the legislature in Ohio will pass some kind of temporary exemption for this year's election. All right. It's very possible that the law just may be changed and the dates moved to another date or whatever. Yesterday, was it yesterday or Tuesday? Governor DeWine just made a blanket statement. Yes, the Democrat nominee will be on the ballot in November. Well, he doesn't really have the authority to do anything about it. Was he speaking from knowledge of what's going on in the legislature? I don't know. But anyway, he was very confident in saying, yes, the Democrat nominee will be on the ballot in November. So the latest today, Republicans and Democrats down at the State House are negotiating. What does that mean? We don't know, but you can be sure that something's going to be done. And the president of the Senate, Matt Huffman, has changed his tune. Again, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, he said, I don't know, it's a Democrat problem. Yesterday, he said, certainly, it's something that's going to happen. We need to take care of it. So it's going to happen. How are they going to deal with it? I don't know. But you can be assured, whoever the Democrat nominee is, whether it's Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama or whoever, they're going to be on the ballot. This is good news. And I have tried to be objective and consistent on these things. I have been exceptionally critical of the leadership of the city of Columbus. The mayor, city council, I think that many of their policies have encouraged lawlessness, and I've not been shy about criticizing them. But I try to report truth and news, and if this is true, this is good news. According to the most recent data from the Columbus Division of Police, there have been fewer than 20 homicides so far this year. As of Monday morning of this week, there had been 18 homicides in the city of Columbus. At the same time last year, that was 50. Same time in 2022, 30. Same time in 2021, 58. So that is a very substantial drop in the number of homicides. And, you know, we can debate, you know, why, what's happening, what has changed, have the new policies by the mayor, the Columbus Police Department, are they actually bearing fruit? I don't know. I don't have access to all the data, but it's good news. And it doesn't matter whether there are Democrats or Republicans in charge. If the number of homicides is reduced, I think we can all be grateful and we can all celebrate good news. It's interesting how much closer you follow things when you become personally involved. Most of you know, my oldest grandson is now a Columbus police officer, graduated from the academy several weeks ago, is now out on the streets, and is now officially a Columbus policeman. And I am much, much, much more interested now in what happens in the city of Columbus concerning police. Obviously, I have a personal, Joy and I both have a personal stake now in what happens with the police and the city of Columbus. Anyway, whatever the reason, and I hope they can find out the things that are working. I hope they will continue doing them. But whatever the reason, we can be thankful that homicide numbers are lower at this time of the year, lower than they have been in many years. And we can hope and certainly pray that that trend continues. Well, you all remember the Harvey Weinstein trial. Well, there is news, big news in Harvey Weinstein's case. I'll share that with you. And the attitude in Louisiana towards some Biden administration policies. Yeah. You got to love Louisiana. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
The Harvey Weinstein trial was so high attention. All of the major news networks were covering it because of his prominence in the entertainment industry and so forth. And as you probably know, he was ultimately found guilty, sentenced to prison, and he has been in prison ever since. Now, he was also found guilty on other charges. Criminal sex acts forcibly, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he was found guilty in two separate trials. The first trial got the most attention and so forth. Anyway, today, in a 4-3 ruling, the New York State Court of Appeals, which is the highest court other than the Supreme Court, in a 4-3 ruling, the New York State Court of Appeals found that a Manhattan judge, who was the judge over the original trial, erroneously allowed testimony from three women whose allegations weren't connected to the case. So, the New York State Court of Appeals overturned the guilty verdict on a technicality. Yeah, purely a technicality. Quote, the trial judge, James Burke, compounded that error, I'm quoting, by ruling that the former Hollywood producer, if he chose to testify, could be grilled on the witness stand about those allegations, as well as numerous allegations of misconduct and so on. The three witnesses in question were not a part of the charges at all. In fact, had nothing to do with the charges for which he was found guilty. The prosecutors were trying to show a pattern. And so the judge allowed three witnesses who claimed basically the same thing, but had not charged Weinstein with a criminal act, but their testimony was to prove a pattern. He was a bad, bad guy who did this kind of thing often. Well, the Court of Appeals said that was not appropriate. It was not proper since these three witnesses had nothing to do with the trial or the crimes that he was accused of in that trial. And therefore, the verdict was overturned. It is almost certain that New York will retry Harvey Weinstein. That has not been determined yet, but it's almost certain that they will retry him. Will he be released from prison? No, because of the other trial where he was found guilty for raping an Italian model way back in 2013. So he's actually in prison because of two trials, two guilty verdicts. New York State Court of Appeals has overturned one of the verdicts, but that has had no impact on the other verdict. So anyway, bottom line, he will probably be retried, but he will not be released from prison. And then Louisiana. You got to love some of the things that are happening down in Louisiana. Senator Kennedy from Louisiana is one of the most brilliant senators in the U.S. Senate. He is also hysterical. Love the guy. Well, the superintendent of education for the entire state of Louisiana has responded to the Biden administration's brand new federal Title IX rules. We covered this several days ago. The Biden administration revised Title IX rules, which forces schools to identify transgender athletes and allow them to compete, changes bathroom policies, and so on and so on. Anyway, the superintendent of education in Louisiana, his name is Cade Brumley, has sent out a letter to all of the public school superintendents in the state of Louisiana, and he has said, ignore it. Don't pay any attention to the Biden administration's Title IX changes. He says it violates their law. In fact, Brumley, that's his last name, Brumley has said Biden's new regulations are in direct contradiction to the state's 2022 law that bars transgender student athletes from competing under the chosen gender on school sports teams. Brumley also insisted that Biden's rule changes infringe on the First Amendment rights of those who do not wish to use so-called transgender pronouns. Quote, you can rest assured that they have the full intent of this implying completely to athletics moving forward, and we here in Louisiana will not obey. Good for him. I don't know anything about him except that he's got some guts and he obviously is going to draw the ire of the Biden Department of Education. I don't think this is over. It's going to be interesting to see how the Biden Department of Education responds to Louisiana saying, you're not going to force us to do things that are unconstitutional, immoral. You're not going to do that. We're Louisiana. I don't think the Biden Department of Education is just going to allow this to pass. I see the very, very real possibility of legal action being taken by the Biden administration against Louisiana. It's going to be interesting to watch. I hope Louisiana stands their ground. All right. More Bob Burney Live right after this brief intermission.